Welcome to this week's Family Gamer Chat with Andy Robertson and Loz Guest, also broadcast on Kerrang Radio.
Right, so we're back, and Andy Robertson should be on the other end of this Skype line. Hello, fella.
Hi, Loz. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad, my friend. All good here. It's, the wonderful world of Kerrang. And you are talking to us tonight about, computer games, as you always do. You are our computer game console geek aficionado. And I believe tonight, one of the games you're going to be talking about is Brink, which I've been sent today, actually. And I haven't had a chance to play it yet, but it looks good.
Yeah, I mean, this is a really interesting game on a number of levels. And the thing that struck me first about playing it is just the way you move through the environment. Have you played a game called Mirror's Edge?
Yes, I have. Yeah. That was it was first person, wasn't it? And it was like free running, wasn't it?
Exactly. It's a sort of parkour where you're jumping off buildings and running around, sliding under things. And in Brink, they've taken that and sort of included it in how you move around this first person shooter. So if you see a barrier coming up to your head, you can press jump and you'll get over it in a normal way. But if you just don't do that and look up or look down, the game can see you're doing that and it either slides you underneath it or you'll see your hand come up and you sort of pop over the top. It's really clever. I'm enjoying it a lot.
Okay, so this is like a new advancement in the world of the first-person shooter because, you know, up to now, they're all essentially quite samey, aren't they? Although the environments or the stories or the plots might change or you might get different weapons. But this is actually, it sounds like a real new mechanic.
Yeah, exactly. And alongside that movement, actually the way you play the game is quite different as well. Other games have a sort of differentiation between single-player and multiplayer, but Brink tries to bring these together. In a way you saw similarly in Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, so that there's a blurring between is this a multiplayer game or is this a single player game. So regardless of which mode you're playing, you're upgrading your character. And there's elements of both which sort of bleed over into each other. So I've been enjoying that, and it is quite unusual.
Okay, well, it sounds fantastic. And also, I believe fairly recently you spoke to one of the lead developers of the game itself, and here's what he had to say about it.
I'm Paul Wedgwood. I'm the CEO of Splash Damage. I'm also the game director behind Brink. With Brink, the way it works is the game blurs the lines between traditional single-player gaming without an internet connection, cooperative play with your friends, and then what we call versus mode when you're playing against real humans. The way we do that is that you advance your same in-game character as you play. So irrespective of whether you're playing as a soldier or a sneaky, stealthy operative, irrespective of the way that you play, as you play, we give you experience points for the things that you do that make the game more fun for other people. So we give you more experience points for giving someone health than we do if you simply kill an enemy. We give you more experience points for buffing somebody's weapon to make it more powerful than we do if you simply blow somebody up with a grenade. Our two biggest inspirations during development, Left 4 Dead has been the kind of lunchtime game of choice, and then probably Assassin's Creed more than Mirror's Edge, because in Assassin's Creed, you don't have to hit the button to be pixel perfect to make the jump between two buildings. You can move fluidly and then get into combat quickly. Yeah. And that's really what Brink is about. So with our smart button, you just hold it down and push forward and it will do the little jumps and hops and skips and climbs.
Wow, so Brink, man, it's got it going on. And when's that one coming out, Andy? Do you know? Is it this Friday, by any chance?
Yeah, this Friday the 13th. So I'm not sure if that's a good omen or not, but it's certainly one. If you don't buy it straight away, have a look at it, because I think all it will take is a quick go, and I think you'll be hooked. So I'm enjoying it.
Okay, we're looking forward to that one. Anything else doing the rounds at the moment, Andy, that you recommend to all the gamers?
Well, I'm still enjoying my iPad. Are you playing any new games on yours?
What have I been playing? I really like the Flick Football. That's
still a favourite. Yeah, you were playing that last week.
So addictive. Solitaire. A bit boring, I know, but I'm into that one. Also like a Flick basketball game. NBA Jam. I downloaded the light version of that, which is quite enjoyable. Mm-hmm. And that's about it for the moment.
One game on the iPad that I've been enjoying is Carcassonne. And it's basically an electronic version of a board game. It's not like a sort of a Monopoly or Cluedo type game that everybody's heard of, but it's one that's sort of gathering momentum, and it's one that I'd been playing as a physical board game with my kids, but it's slightly complex in the rules and they always struggle to play it. So we've got the iPad version and it's meant that they can join in, and it has lots of different modes and it just looks beautiful on that screen. So that's one I'd really recommend.
Okay, so Carcassonne for all the people that are into more of the puzzle elements of gaming.
Yeah, that's right. So it's based around these different tiles. So each go, you pick up a tile, and you have to place that in the appropriate location on the map that you're sort of building. And as you play, you create these sort of castles and fields, and then you need to place your little, in the physical game, the wooden pieces on those fields to score points. It starts off very simple, but it's probably one of the most complex games I've played, I think.
Sounds like a very elaborate jigsaw puzzle to me, Andy.
Yes. If you look at someone playing it, it looks like they're doing a jigsaw, but there isn't much more going on.
All right, I will look into that. That sounds pretty good. Anything else?
A game on DSiWare. This is the download feature of the DSi, where you can buy some Nintendo points and download games. It's usually just a few pounds each. There's a game there, Starship Patrol. That's one of these desktop tower defense style games, but it looks like a sort of Star Wars environment, but all mapped out in graph paper. And so you set out your different turrets and different sort of fighters, spaceships, and then the enemies attack. And it's just really well executed. It's really cheap, and it's just got that Star Wars sort of aesthetic that I really like.
All right, good gaming info once again, Andy Robertson. If you'd like to find out more about what Andy does and indeed his alternative slant on the world of video gaming, what is your website, Andy?
Yeah, come visit us at gamepeople.co.uk. And as Loz says, yeah, it's slightly different, slightly unusual, but I think you'll like it, so come and check us out.
Thank you, Andy.
Yeah, cheers, Loz.